We're on Sky Sports Radio, time for our preview of Warwick Farm. Let's welcome in the guys, Paul Joyce, who went to his psychiatrist on Monday and he got the money at $12. Morning to you, Joycey.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. I think it was Munsey that had to visit the psychiatrist when he had to pay out. But,
yeah, exactly.
No, it was a good result, good win, and hopefully we can find one today. I did have one at massive odds, but the scratchings and deductions seem to have kicked in a bit, but we'll get to that later.
You can hear Munsey just sighing there, even remembering Monday. Let's go to Ray Thomas. Morning to you, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everyone. Looking forward to Warwick Farm today. Rail out 3 metres. A couple of weeks ago, we were at Warwick Farm midweek. Rails in the true. Jockeys tend to steer away from the inside in the straight. Might not be quite as bad today, Andrew, but still, I think, a little bit off the fence with a place to be in the straight.
And Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Glenn.
Doc, I'm just got to go on the wall.
No, come on. Oh, please. He loves it, Mums.
What about the bloke that... Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ray. And not so good morning to you, Paul. But what about the bloke that hung over the fence after it won my psychiatrist? Get that up, you Mums. Yeah, he's got you again. Yeah, you beauty. Yeah.
There should be more of it. Then I'll have to yell at jockeys and trainers. So they got to yell at you.
Yell at me.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm a bigger target.
It was a good result. You are. All right, let's launch into it, guys. The first here comes up at 1:15. Take us through the market, Glenn.
It's the Tab Rewards, Andrew. This is a maiden for the three-year-old fillies, where Pepperberry here is a $4 chance. Pretty tight market, this. Echo Queen at $3.80. Ocean Spray favourite, only just, though, at $3.50. Madame Giselle with the race plates on today is at $3.60. Diamond Meteor with blinkers on today at $13. Jetchy with the barrier extension. It's back from a holiday. Jetchy and the barrier extension. I know how it feels. $51. And Miss Faisal is a 20-1 chance. Best supported runner here is Madame Giselle, as much as $6 bet about it yesterday. Went back up, was 460 this morning, so it's 460 to 360 today. Second most popular runner is Ocean Spray, who went up equal second pick there. And third pick would be the toppy Pepperberry. The original favourite, Echo Queen, is now out to the third pick of those four in the market.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Munns, because six of the seven runners all come through the same form race. Speed-wise here, I think Pepperberry should lead, but Diamond Meteor probably puts a bit of pressure on with the blinkers back on. Ocean Spray, Miss Fizzy, old close-up race. So it's only a small field, so the pressure won't be right on, but I do have them moving along at a reasonable tempo.
Yes, and this market changed in the 24 hours since it was first posted, boys, and as Glenn said, a big move for Madame Giselle. Look, there was most of these horses do come out of the Balmain Girl race from Warwick Farm 2 weeks ago, as Paul suggested. And look, I didn't mind the run of Ocean Spray that day. She was caught on the wrong part of the track. No fault of Hugh Bowman. She drew the rails, big field. He couldn't get off, but she worked to the line nicely. Only beaten a length. It was a blanket finish. Balmain Girl got up to beat Pepperberry, but I thought Ocean Spray's run was excellent. She'll be fitter for that outing, and she's going to get a gun run again here, tucked in behind Pepperberry and Diamond Meteor. She'll be poised to strike, and I think she can get the job done here. From number four, Madame Giselle, getting into a pretty short quote now, but her debut effort was an eye-catcher. She ran eighth, only beaten 2.25 lengths in the Balmain Girl race, and she didn't have the best of runs, but did charge the line late. She'll certainly appreciate getting out to 1,400. Pepperberry, three starts, 3 seconds. She's very honest. She'll be up on speed, as Paul suggested. Just worry about her at the 1,400, but Peter and Paul Snowden have booked young Nick Haywood to take three off her, give Pepperberry a chance. And number two, Echo Queen, didn't have a lot of luck either in that Balmain Girl race. She has to be considered. 3, 4, 1, and 2 in the first for mine.
Similar numbers, Ray, slightly different order, 4, 1, 3, and 5. I'm with the money horse, Madame Giselle. Thought that debut run at Warwick Farm, considering that the top six in the market here all come through the same form race, it was her first start, whereas all the others had been to the races on several occasions. So I think she'll take the most benefit out of the run. As Ray mentioned, she was the strongest late on the line there. She was held up a little bit on the turn, but that was probably, you know, put off by the fact that she was out there in the best part of the track. So she will need to improve a little bit off that run, but I just think she's got more scope. And the fact that the money's come for her gives me plenty of confidence. The one, Pepperberry, I think it's a master stroke here using the 3 kilo claim for Nick Haywood. Otherwise, Pepperberry would have been weighted out of this race going on the form from last start. But 56 kilos out in front, she'll take plenty of catching. The 3 Ocean Spray, Ray hit the nail on the head there. She was caught in the worst part of the track first up. Fastnet Rock Filly, definite improver there. And Diamond Meteor, with those blinkers going back on for a Gay Waterhouse trained runner, just gives me the feel that Diamond Meteor will be ridden much more aggressively here. 4, 1, 3, and 5 for me in the opener, boys.
Darren Flindell likes the 4 as well to beat 3, 1, and 2. 4, 3, 1, and 2 for Darren in race 1. The TAB Rewards Handicap. Race 2, Glenn, this is a maiden race here for the three-year-old boys.
Yeah, so we had the girls in the first, the boys in the second, both maidens over 1,400. And Kingsguard here for Team Hawks, in a New Zealand galloper, gelded and a lugging bit on today, $2.70. Elusive Star, favourite for Chris Waller and Hughie Bowman at $1.75. Duke de Vega with the earmuffs off today at $12. Looking at You is a $16 chance. Over the Air at $13. Golden Patch came out this morning, 2 cents a win and 3 cents a place. And Kelvin Side, of course, formerly owned by Hilton Cope, and now owned by the Daly and Godolphin people up there in the Hunter Valley, is a $14 chance. They're only interested in the toppy here. Kingsguard, as I said, having its first start from New Zealand for Team Hawks, was 3.80 first market with Golden Patch in the race, was still 3.20 last night, now into $2.70. And second pick, a very long way away, actually, is Looking at You, the first starter.
Yeah, well, only 6 runners this time, and I can't find much speed at all here. Over the Air looks the leader, but outside of that, the rest of them tend to get back. Kingsguard, the former Kiwi, I expect him to be ridden reasonably forward here with Tommy Berry aboard, and I think Hughie Bowman won't let the odds-on favourite Elusive Star get too far back, given the fact that there doesn't look much speed. So a little bit of a tricky one to map, Ray, but that's the way I see it.
Yeah, looks a match in two, doesn't it, between the top two in the markets. Elusive Star is pretty short. Kingsguard, good move for it, and not surprised. He's got excellent form lines in New Zealand. He was second to Extravagant in a race over 1,400. Ran third to McIntosh in a 1,500-metre race, and Provocative was fourth on that occasion. So three of the better New Zealand three-year-olds, Extravagant, McIntosh and Provocative. He's got form around them. First start for Team Hawks, first run for 4 months, and did trial very nicely, though, at Rose Hill last Friday. Sat wide, but cruised up on its trial. So he's definitely one to watch here. But I think the favourite number 2, Elusive Star, that run under his belt 2 weeks ago in a 1,200-metre here at Warwick Farm, started favourite that day, worked home hard late, just got out sprinted on the turn by Rock of Mahal, but closed fast, beaten the neck. With that fitness edge he's got over Kingsguard, I've got to lean his way to Elusive Star from 1 Kingsguard. But a good match between these two, nice three-year-olds on the way up. Number 7, Kelvin Side. Good effort last start at Newcastle on the Beaumont track. Ran third, finishing right alongside My Giuliano, who won at Canterbury on Monday. So he's coming back to something like his best form. One of his better runs was here at Warwick Farm back in December. And 3, Duke de Vega, resuming here. Consistent type, the best of the rest. Looks a match in two, Paul. I've gone 2, 1, 7, and 3.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Ray. I've gone the other way, though. 1, 2, 3, and 5. I'm pretty confident on Kingsguard here, and the money's coming to support him. You made some good points there about the form lines. I mean, Extravagant, McIntosh, we've got Ragu, we've got Provocative. So that's strong form, whereas Elusive Star, I go through his form, and even though he's had the four tries and yet to win, you know, he's been beaten by Raise the Legend in a maiden at Canterbury, which turned out to be a very poor form race. Year-long Ambition form was okay. Supply and demand came through that. And then first up behind Rock of Mahal, we haven't really seen how strong that form is yet. So I've got a few queries over his form, and at $1.75, I don't want to be taking queries. I'll back Kingsguard off that trial at Rose Hill. What I really liked about him was his action, Ray. He had a beautiful long stride on him, and as you said, Tommy Berry never let him go. He took control and he charged through the line. So he's got the form, he's got the action, looks a great type, and we've got Team Hawks training. So I'm with the 1 Kingsguard to beat the odds-on favourite Elusive Star. Duke de Vega, didn't mind his last trial at Rose Hill. He was climbing all over their backs late, so keep an eye on him as Waller's knockout runner. And number 5 over the Air, even though he's had 13 tries and hasn't won one, he's going to get a very soft lead here off barrier 1 with no weight, so he will give a bit of cheek. 1, 2, 3, and 5 for me in the second.
Darren Flindell likes Elusive Star here, number 2 for Hugh Bowman, to beat 1, 3, and 4. 2, 1, 3, and 4. And just a reminder that Tommy Berry hurt a couple of his fingers yesterday there at Kembla. His hand is sore, but he's going to strap it up and certainly intends to ride there today. And he's on Kingsguard in race number 2.
Yeah, his main concern. under is his right thumb.
Yeah.
Because he wrenched his hand and he cut, actually, basically cut the first joint in his finger on his right hand next to his thumb. But he said the pain was coming down into his thumb yesterday afternoon as he was leaving the races.
I'm starting to get ugly just thinking about the blood and everything that would have...
No. He battled on, Andrew. There were six doctors there to put three Band-Aids on his finger. And then, you know, he had some, you know, local anaesthetic and a lie down and he was ready to ride again.
Just how you were when the punter rolled over the fence there on Monday at you. Anyway,
I was out the gate. I was out the gate, funnily enough, after the third.
He was. He'll be there riding. That's the main thing. Yeah. Race three, Glenn, you'll be enjoying one at 2:15.
Probably before that, Andrew, because it's the Schweppes handicap here, 2,200. They don't start too far from our Sky Thoroughbred Central commentary position there at Warwick Farm on the course proper. And we've got Zorkan here looking for back-to-back wins at the farm over this distance. Is $1.45 favourite, shortest price favourite of the day. Halfway to Heavens at $11. Jojo Girl, Timmy Donnelly coming up from Wagga. Got blinkers on today for Jojo Girl at $15. Kokongo is there at $6.50. Hot Mustard at $4.80. And to Casino for Robbie Pierce is 100-1 chance. Well, it went up $1.50, Zorkan. You wouldn't think there'd be a great deal of interest taking twos on in a 2,200 race, but they were quite happy to take the twos on into $1.45. Best back to beat it is Jojo Girl here. $26 given, $18 this morning. They've taken that again, now into 15. And Cathy O'Hara to ride. She rode the first winner yesterday at Kembla.
Yeah, look, Halfway to Heaven will lead here off barrier one, and I don't think he'll get any pressure, so Perry McAvoy can control the pace to suit himself there. Favourite Zorkan generally gets back. It's only a small field here of six runners and a couple of slow ones, so I don't think Rory Hutchings will be settling last, Ray, and he'll want to be keeping the leaders within sight at $1.45.
Yeah, you can't back him, but it's impossible to be against the favourite Zorkan. He comes out of that Warwick Farm race 2 weeks ago when he was strong late, mowed down El Novio and Zatapez. And El Novio's coming up one at Randwick in Saturday class on the weekend, and Zatapez was third in the Stayers Cup. The form around him's excellent. He's only had the six starts, two wins, three placings, and I think Chris Waller's got an improving stayer here in Zorkan. This is a weaker race than the one he won 2 weeks ago, and really only bad luck should beat him. And with only five rivals, you'd back Rory Hutchings to pick his way through the field and get the job done here on one Zorkan. I thought number four, Kokongo, was worth something, a consideration here. It wasn't a bad run last start by this mare in the race won by Santa Rock. She hit the line nicely on that occasion, and getting up to 2,200 all suit. Number two, Halfway to Heaven, back up to his right trip, and as Paul suggested, might get his own way in front here. And number three, Jojo Girl, blinkers back on, and also back over her right trip with a bit of edge out of the ground will suit her. But can't tip against the favourite here, Paul. 1, 4, 2, and 3 in the third.
Yeah, look, I am going to tip against him. I've gone 2, 1, 3, and 4. I just can't take $1.45. Mm-hmm. And if I'm betting at $1.45, I want them to be an over-the-line job. And I just can't see that the way the race maps. So I'll have something on number two, Halfway to Heaven, just something small at the $11. As I said, he's going to get a soft lead. We've got Kerrin McAvoy, master rider in front on board. And this horse, 2 runs ago at Scone, it was a benchmark 78 at Scone, but remember that was during their carnival. Loving Home won the race, Settle the Future ran second, and Ducha Valentinoir actually ran fourth, who has since come out and won when dropped back in distance. So there's a little bit of depth to that form. He's run some cheeky races in town previously, and you can just put the pen through that Taree run in the Wingham Cup. He came right back in there to a mile. He was posted deep from the word go. So put the pen through that, and I think Halfway to Heaven will definitely give you a sight at $11. Obviously, holding off Zorkan won't be an easy task. He's $1.45 for a reason, but as I said, I can't dive in at that price. Number three, Jojo Girl. Hasn't surprised me they've specced her because her ninth in the Wagga Cup, only beaten 5 lengths behind Mistine and Iggy Pop. That's not bad form for a race like this. She was definitely over the odds. And the only other one I thought could sneak a place was Kokongo. Ray covered her. She finished off strongly last time. So it's 2, 1, 3, and 4 for me. Something small on the two to cause an upset.
Okay, well, number one, Zorkan's the fancy for Darren Flindell to beat 4, 2, and 5. 1, 4, 2, and 5 for race number three. Glenn, after 10 o'clock, it's Tab Talk. We're going to be going to America to start previewing the US Open Golf with Mark Hayes. But who are the racing guests? We've got...
We've got confirmed at the moment, Andrew. We've got Con Karakatsanis, who's got a very, very interesting runner in later in the program there in the shape of Magic Az, and Joey Pride, and just chasing a couple of others. Joey, of course, always hard to beat on his home track.
Yep.
And he's in form, and We'll probably ask him about my psychiatrist because he might be able to recommend one for me.
We'll do that on Tab Talk after 10. Back in a moment for the last four races in our full Warwick Farm preview.
Every day, Sky Sports Radio brings you the right information for a day on the punt. From midday, the National Racing Service has Tab Market Movers, indicating the crucial last-minute bets and where they're going. Your complete punting provider, Sky Sports Radio.
Vingley's end of financial year celebration sale is in full swing with massive deals to be had. Come in and grab a bargain while stocks last during Vingley's biggest sale of the year.
G'day, Adam McDougall here. Are you over 30 and want to lose some weight but don't have time? Well, you need the Man Challenge. 10-minute workouts and an easy-to-follow meal plan with no gym required. Just give me 10 minutes a day and I'll give you the results you want. Starts June the 27th, so join now at themanchallenge.com.au.
Spring won't be far away, and the Sydney Spring Carnival is back in September. Royal Randwick and Rosehill Gardens. Indulge yourself this spring with a premium hospitality package offering first-class dining in luxurious surrounds. Plus, witness exhilarating racing with superior views of the home straight. Experience the Spring Carnival in style and be a part of the electrifying atmosphere as Sydney comes to life. Book your package by going to the webpage, atc.com.au. Write it down. Don't think, oh, I'll do it later because time gets away. atc.com.au.
You'll put yourself in contention for the huge football final in France. Do you like your chances?
What can I say? I just hope I'm showing some merci.
Here at Tab, we're giving you the chance to win a trip to Paris to watch Europe's biggest football final with Liverpool and England legend Robbie Fowler. We'll throw in everything you need for a great time, including flights, accommodation, Euros and more.
Enter at tabrewards.com.au. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. New South Wales permit number LTPS 1603257 and ACT permit number TP1600723.
Bringing you the best New South Wales racing. This is Sky Sports Radio.
13 to 10 here on Sky Sports Radio. We've got Paul Joyce, we've got Ray Thomas giving us their thoughts for the program at Warwick Farm. And Glenn Munsey's here from tab.com.au. And the fourth race is your race.
It is, Andrew, the tab.com.au plate there. But more importantly, it's the last leg of the early quaddie back to a seven-race program today. So a very, very important race. We call it the pivotal race in a seven-race program. So it's the last leg of the early quaddie. It's the first leg of the normal quaddie. So we've got to get the winner here, boys. And we'll start with Good Time Charlie. Well, that's Paul after every time he backs a winner with us at $15. Krusty, that's me every time he backs a winner with us at $17. Spending to Win is at $11. Engaging at $51. Guard of Honour, a short price favourite here. Odds on, in fact, $1.95. Rocky Marriage at $7.50. Fanning with an offside bubble checker on today, very well named here by I Am Invincible, at $7.50. Trust Me with the blinkers on and the tongue tie on at $15. Lady Chicago at $51, Rain Over Manhattan at $26, She's Magical at $41, Stare at $13, and Baccarella is a scratching no deduction taken there. Well, one of the better supported runners on the program here is the Chris Lees trained Guard of Honour. $2.50 on opening, $2.20 last night, $2.10 this morning, now $1.95. Best back to beat it, I've got to look a long, long, long way away, would actually be Fanning for Clary Connors and Blake Shin.
Yeah, look, there's a stack of speed here on what I've seen at the trials. Rocky Marriage should go forward, could lead them, but other runners have shown pace. Good Time Charlie, Spending to Win, Engaging, Trust Me, She's Magical, and Stare. So a stack of speed there, Ray. Guard of Honour, Barrier 4, Hugh Bowman. I expect they'll just take a sit today.
Yeah, look, he's getting short now, isn't he, Paul, into $1.95, Guard of Honour. Been an absolute star at the barrier trials in late last year and again this prep. Only had the one start, ran last on a heavy track, a deteriorating track that day behind Tessera in a six-horse field in the Canonbury. But his two trials recently again suggest he's come back in great order. Lovely, big, strong colt by Northern Meteor. And his most recent trial, he toyed with his rivals, winning by five lengths. Conchita admittedly wasn't knocked around, ran second that day. Of course, we saw her win well at Randwick on Saturday, but look, he's a promising horse, Guard of Honour, and as Paul suggested, we'll just get the right run here, just tucked in behind that hot up front tempo, and I think he'll resume on a winning note here. TAB number 5, Guard of Honour, although he is getting into a pretty short quote now. Number 7, Fanning, ran an eye-catcher on Nabil at Gosford, held up into the straight, had to be ease off heels, get to the outside, did his best work late, charging home to run second. Really nice debut. The soft track conditions shouldn't bother him. He's probably the horse that might have something each way at about the 7.50. 8, Trust Me, like its trial for David Pfeiffer recently at Warwick Farm on May 30. Looked a natural on that occasion. Similarly, number 12, Stair, with blinkers on. She's a commands filly, comes off a nice Warwick Farm Barra trial win the same day as Trust Me. But 5, Guard of Honour. He's a talented horse, gets his chance today. 5, Guard of Honour from 7, 8 and 12.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray. 5, 8, 3 and 7. Kicking myself, I didn't take that early price, $2.50, Guard of Honour. $1.95 now is very short. But look, I do think he's the winner of this race. They just don't trial that well, Ray, and then not produce on race day. Now, I know you could probably argue he failed on the Canterbury, but that was a heavy 8. It was a Group 3 race. He's on better ground today. He's got the perfect barrier, and obviously it's a much easier race. So Guard of Honour, to me, just comes out, gets the trail and goes bang. He looked really good in the trials. Number 8, Trust Me. We've seen the same thing here, Ray. $15 about him, and he's a sepoy colt. He's shown pace at his last two trial wins. He's got the blinkers on first time. He's definitely the value runner. 3, Spending to Win. I haven't minded the way he's trialled. He's a grey schnitzel colt for Peter and Paul Snowden. And I also thought number 7, Fanning, the one Ray mentioned there, caught my eye at Gosford, but not sure how much depth is in that form. 5, 8, 3 and 7 in the fourth.
Darren Flindell also likes the 5 here, Guard of Honour, to beat 3, 8 and 1. 5, 3, 8 and 1 in race 4. So we're home in the early quaddy, and we've got the first leg of the quaddy. So what about the second leg here with the important late scratching of Our Beatniks, Glenn, number 5?
Yeah, it came out just after 8 o'clock, Andrew. The 5th is the McGrath Estate Agents here. This is a benchmark 67 over 1,600 metres. And Wine and Dine, the toppy here, for Joe Pride at $4.60. Hand from Above at $4.20, and at that price now makes it favourite. Charming Lad ran at Kembla yesterday, scratched here, 2 cents a win and nothing the place. Mr. Smart at $13. Our Beatnik, the late scratching this morning, 19 cents a win and 16 cents a place. 2 Shickers at $15. Excited Prince at $5.50. Get on the Grange at $7. Gold Talk with the winkers on but the blinkers off is at $8. Oakfield Invader at $35. And I told Georgie there the bottom one is a $5 chance. Not a bad betting race despite the scratchings here. The best supported runner, and most of the money has come for it this morning, is Hand from Above. Went up 480 after the scratching of Our Beatnik, so it's been 480 into 420. The best back to beat it has been Excited Prince, who went up $7 after the scratching of Our Beatnik. It's been 7 into 550 today.
Yeah, a bit of a tactical affair here. Oakfield Invader and I Told Georgie, the obvious on-pace runners. Hand from Above, drawn out with Blake Shin. Wouldn't surprise me if they go forward on him. And the other two that should be handy are Get on the Grange and Wine and Dine, right?
Yeah, I'm just hoping Gold Talk gets a nice spot just in behind them as well, Paul, with the scratching of Our Beatnik. Pretty open race now, and I didn't mind the run of Gold Talk last start at Gosford. Sort of got in an awkward spot on the fence there under a big weight. Didn't get a lot of galloping room in the straight. He was third up on that occasion, so he's rock hard fit now. Gets in well with Andrew Adkins' claim. He just might get the right run here in a pretty open race. I thought 9 Gold Talk each way from 2, Hand from Above, should get across from that awkward gate, be up on the speed, be hard to beat. Number 1, Wine and Dine, has never been in better form. He's got to carry 63.5 today, but he's not a kid's horse, so I understand why Joe Pride's sticking with Jason Collett. He won over the Warwick Farm Mile last start under Jason Collett 2 weeks ago, powered through the line, goes up 3.5 kilos, but he's never been in better form, Wine and Dine. And number 7, Excited Prince, comes out of that Wine and Dine race. He was making ground in between runners late. He comes right in the calculations here. Open race, race 5, I've gone 9 Gold Talk from 2, 1 and 7.
I've gone 8, 1, 11 and 2 here. Number 8 on top, Get on the Grange for Hughie Bowman. Had 4 runs back from a spell, and he's a horse that does take a while to find his peak form. He loves the mile. He's had 8 tries at the mile for 3 wins, 2 placings, and he has been placed here at his only previous try at Warwick Farm. At the $7, I think he's a worthy gamble in what is a very open race. Number 1, Wine and Dine, the danger. Joe Pride has got this horse racing consistently, which is something I never thought I'd see. He really does put in every time, and he loves the mile at Warwick Farm. So even though he's got 63.5, I'm sure he'll run a good race. Number 11, I Told Georgie, doing everything right for Danny Williams, very astute trainer. And then number 2, Hand From Above. If they go forward and find the right spot there, he'll run a good race also. I've gone 8, 1, 11 and 2, one of the trickier races of the day.
Yeah, with the scratching of our beatniks, Darren now goes for the 7 Excited Prince to beat 11, 1 and 2. 7, 11, 1 and 2 in race 5. Race 6 here for the fillies and mares, the Tab. More than just winning.
Well, Andrew, at the Tab, it is more than just winning. And, well, you will be if you find the winner here, because Chosen Prayer is a $17 chance. Mum's Blessing at $10. Bold Beginning with the blinkers off today at $6. Spiced at $11. Think Aloud at $4.60. Magic As for Con Caracatanis, a guest in Tab Talk later on, at $5. My Fair Lady at $4.40 and favourite. Tilly's Waltz at $81. Nagging at $9.50. Then we've got Rose's Song at $31 and City Boots is at $12. So a little bit of money for it this morning. City Boots went up $26 this morning, 26 into 12. The best supported runner overall, though, is Magic As, looking for another win here for Con, has been $8 into $5. And third pick is actually the toppy in Chosen Prayer here, despite being adrift of 15 out to 17. And so the interesting running double here. I thought I saw something about Rocky Marriage and Nagging. That'd be a good double, wouldn't it? Multi.
Yes, Glenn.
We won't comment on that, though, boys, will we?
No comment, just in case. Just in case the better half is listening. All right, we've got City Boots and we've got Tilly's Waltz settling 1-2. Magic Has Maps to get the gun run here, Mun, so no surprise the money's come there. Bold Beginning also handy from that draw, so an even tempo here, right?
Yeah, I like number 6, Magic As here, Paul. I think she showed at Hawkesbury last start. She's a good, tough filly, under siege from the top of the straight, but the further they went, the stronger she got. Came away on the line to win by a comfortable margin. Her stats read 4 starts, soft, heavy, 4 unplaced runs, but don't let that put you off her. First up run at Canterbury, beaten a length and 3/4 behind Viaductress, was on a soft 5 that day, and she ran a really good race. I think she can win again, number 6, Magic As. From 7, My Fair Lady, ran an eye-catcher second up here at the Warwick Farm meeting 2 weeks ago. She was the mare racing down the outside out wide, and she'll improve off that third up here. Think Aloud, number 5, had a few chances now. Does come off a solid effort in the Sahara Chill race 2 weeks ago. Has to be considered. And number 2, Mum's Blessing, also a good third in that Sahara Chill race. She comes right in the calculations. But 6, Magic As, should get the right run and be hard to beat. 6, 7, 5 and 2 in the 6.
Yeah, I've gone 9, 6, 2 and 5. I went with number 9 Nagging on top at the 9.50. I'll take that for an each-way bet. So she's got a lovely barrier draw today. She's only coming off a win at Maruya, but there was a bit of depth to that form. And going back to her previous 3 runs, she had no luck in the Tab Highway. Before that, she ran 5th to Invincible Knight at Wagga during the Carnival. Invincible Knight came straight to town and won. And before that, she was a very easy winner at Goulburn. So she's in terrific form, gets the right run, and she's the right price. Number 6, Magic Has, the huge danger here. Back to first up, she had no luck. Atoned with an easy win at Hawkesbury, and she gets the gun run today. Number 2, Mum's Blessing. She's going better than her form suggests. She's a very consistent mare for Laurie Ray. I think she'll run well. And number 5, Think Aloud, can never leave her out. She just needs a bit of luck off a tricky gate. 9, 6, 2 and 5 in race 6.
Well, Darren's gone for one that you haven't mentioned. Bold Beginning, number 3 here for Chris Waller, to be 2, 6 and 4. 3, 2, 6 and 4 for Darren in race 6. And a largest field here in the last, due at 4.15. Glenn?
Yeah, the pro ride here, the benchmark 67. We start with Flavian at a $7 chance. Obsidian, back from a spell today, and Gelded at $13. Oakfield Rebel at 26. My Dream at 26. Captain Planet with the bar plates on there at $9. Fortune Patch at $6.50. First Precinct out, no deduction. Quantrill out, 8 cents and 8 cents. Henny the First is at 26. Slick Speed at 26. Almost Grand at $9. Centro Superior at $5. Hey Mate is out, no deduction. Hot Vinny at $15. Then we go over to Kashan at $18. Little Red Shoes at $7. King Dorota is a 40-1 chance. Bracco Mick, Deanne Pena to ride there at $71. A Nagging, it'll be tied because it's running in the previous. Little moves here this morning and some major changes to the first market that went back up this morning. The best supported runner overall dollar-wise now becomes Little Red Shoes. Now, I rate down $13 first price, $26 the last night, $15 this morning, now $7, and is the best supported runner dollar-wise now in the last race. Now, behind it, second pick becomes Almost Grand, was open 26. Now, remember, that's a full field, but still went back up $16 this morning. It's now a $9 chance. Third pick is Centro Superior, and fourth pick is Henny the First, so they're getting wide here in the last.
Yeah, funny when you hear my numbers, Muns. They are the four I've picked. All right, speed-wise here, the pressure should be on. We've got Little Red Shoes, Henny the First, Oakfield Rebel, Flavian, all putting the speed on, Ray. Big field, should be a good one in the last.
Yeah, I've got number 12, Centro Superior on top, Paul. Should get a nice run from his favourable gate. He's racing very well. He was unlucky at Gosford two runs back when he circled the field from last, just failed to catch Flavian. Comes out of the Warwick Farm race 2 weeks ago that Magna Joy won. Arise Augustus was second. He's franked the form winning at Canterbury on Monday. I think he's ready to win Centro Superior. Might get the opportunity today from Six Fortune Patch. Would have had this horse on top, but for the barrier, just concerns me out there. That is racing up to improve off its last start run, number 6, Fortune Patch. 16 Little Red Shoes. Not surprised, there's been money for it. It's rock hard fit. And watch for Almost Grand, TAB number 11. Trialled beautifully at Warwick Farm on May 16. Won first up at Kembla back in March. Hasn't raced since on that trial. And it's good gate right in the contest here. In the last 12, 6, 16 and 11.
As I said, my numbers are the four that Glenn mentioned, 11, 12, 16 and 9. I've got the 11 on top, Almost Grand. As Ray just said, trolled beautifully at Warwick Farm coming into this first up and won his only run last prep. Look, tab.com.au, they just got the price wrong there, Mun, putting it up at $26. Obviously, someone hadn't done their homework and you've shortened it up now into $9, which is probably about right because he's a really good each-way chance in that race. The 12, Centro Superior, got it down as a danger. I think Huey Bowman off the good draw will really assist him on his home track. 16, Little Red Shoes. She's an interesting one because she hasn't won from four runs this prep, but she's never been further away than two lengths from the winner. She's just a bold on-pace mare. And Henny the First, interesting that there was some specking for it because I threw it in my numbers at $26, just hoping it might add some value to the multiples. 11 on top, worth an each-way bet from 12, 16 and 9.
12 is the best bet, according to Darren Flindell today. Centro Superior to beat 11, 6 and 1. 12, 11, 6 and 1 in the last. That's Darren's best bet. What about yours, Ray?
Yeah, on a day when it's in short price favourites, yeah. Andrew, I've gone Guard of Honour race 4, number 5. He is getting pretty short now, but I think he'll win. And race 6, number 6, Magic Az, still at a good backable price.
Okay, so 4, 5 and race 6, number 6. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Andrew.
Ray Thomas there. What about you, Paul?
Yeah, look, I was with Ray. I thought Guard of Honour was the best bet of the day. Obviously, it's $1.95 now. So that's race 4, number 5. And after doing the form with you guys this morning, I think race 6, number 9, nagging at the $9.50. Definitely some each-way value there. So we'll go with those two today, Andrew.
Righto. 4, 5 and each-way in race 6, number 9, nagging. Good on you, Paul. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks a lot.
That's our full preview for Warwick Farm today, the first at 1:15. Updated info right through the morning into the afternoon on the National Racing Service. Glenn Munsey's sticking around because after the break, it's Tab Talk.
Right now, Kia has end of financial year deals on the award-winning MY15 Cerato S. Now in run-out with free auto from $19,990 drive away. Plus, receive a $1,000 gift card for the month of June. And it comes with Australia's best and only 7-year unlimited kilometre factory warranty. Find your small car value at your New South Wales Kia dealer today. Offers end June 30 or while stocks last.